Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God bless you, and welcome to Fresh Manna Sunday Morning Prayer and Devotional. So glad that you've taken the time to join us on today. Praise the Lord. And our topic scripture text is to be coming from Romans, the 10th chapter today. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 11 is our main text. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Today's topic, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, we live in perilous times, and in some countries, to confess your belief in the Lord Jesus as Savior of the world, the Lamb of God and Messiah, may cost you your life. Salvation is not for the weak and the foolish, but those who are strong in spirit and possess courage to stand for righteousness and moral integrity, regardless of the opposition or the persecution and ridicule. Now more than ever, Christians must have a solid foundation in the Word of God individually, so that as the body of believers as a whole in Christ Jesus, is not just corrupted and polluted from within our own membership. We must not be afraid or ashamed of what we believe. And we're going to be talking more about what I have just given, amen, in today's devotional. Will be coming from Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 through 17. We are not ashamed, amen, praise God. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I'm reminded of Peter when Jesus was being, amen, praise God, whipped, beaten, hallelujah, by the Romans. It was a terrible, terrible thing that the Lord suffered on our behalf. And Peter and the disciples hid themselves out of fear, shame. Their concern was that the same fate that had befallen their master would come upon them. It was not because they didn't love the Lord that they hid, but rather because they were known as his followers and they did not want to suffer the same fate. They did not have the strength or the courage to face Jesus' accusers, thank you, Holy Spirit, but rather they went into the safety of the crowd and tried to be normal, blend in, but they could not because for many months they had followed Jesus. They had been seen eating with him, talking with him, traveling with him. They had been seen, amen, with him when he performed miracles. They were known as his disciples. The fact that they now decided to disassociate themselves with the Lord made little difference to the people who had become accustomed to seeing them with Jesus. So as Peter hid himself, a person asked him, Are you not the same individual? Are you not one of his disciples? And Peter denied him and said, No. No, it's not true. He did this 3 times as Jesus had predicted. And then condemnation of knowing that he had betrayed his Lord, his Savior, fell upon him. And he hid himself in shame. I want to say to everyone that listens to this broadcast that we must not be ashamed of our religious beliefs. We must not be ashamed that we believe in the written word, the Bible. Even when so many people today do not believe, contradict, criticize, find fault, publicly denounce the word of God. Those of us who believe that the Bible was written by men inspired of God. Must not only believe, but we also must be doers of the word. It's not enough that we just hear the word, but we must actively, daily, live the word of God as it is written. It should be manifest in our lives. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let those that have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior say so. Let those that have been washed from their sins and cleansed in heart, mind, body, and soul not be afraid, not be ashamed, but say so. In the face of adversity, contradiction, ridicule, let us not be ashamed of what we believe in. When we are asked by friends and associates, co-workers, people that we know, people that we respect, even those that we love, let us not be ashamed when we are asked, are you a Christian? Are you one of those fanatics? Are you Pentecostal? Are you sanctified? Let us not be ashamed to openly, verbally, publicly declare, yes, I am. I'm going to play this selection by Myra Butler and Levi, Redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
On the cross, we now have life and life more abundantly. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So we stand grateful today and declare,
oh, Jesus, pay the price.
Praise the Lord. How wonderful to know that we have been redeemed. In Romans, the 10th chapter, I want to start reading for you at verse 9. This is how you become redeemed of the Lord. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:9-17. This is the way, the path that we receive salvation. First, amen, praise God. We must believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he is the Lamb of God, the Son of God, as written in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever includes you, me, any man, woman, boy, or girl that will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is, amen, praise God, the Messiah, the one that was sent to redeem man back unto God and put us in right standing with our Creator. His blood was shed upon Calvary's cross, and it is the only blood that can redeem us and set us free from the curse of sin, the curse of the law. Amen. Praise God. Before Christ's resurrection. Therefore, death could not hold him. It could not keep him down. And on the third day, he arisen. He arose. Amen. With the keys of death and hell. And declared, all power is now given unto me. Therefore, those of us that believe in him, confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and beside him there is no other. And you must be willing to verbally declare the Lord as your own Savior. It's not good enough, amen, that he is the Savior of your mother and father. Yes, amen, we know of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be Jehovah. Amen, praise God, our Heavenly Father. But we must also confess his Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, King of kings, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we must not be ashamed to acknowledge him daily, publicly, as well as privately. So let me pray for you right now. You that don't know the Lord, you can simply repeat after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I ask you right now to forgive me of all my sins, transgressions, and iniquities. Wash me and make me clean through your precious blood. I accept you as my Lord and Savior over my life, and I give you my heart, mind, body, and soul. I receive you and I believe in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That's all that it takes, amen. And even those that know the Lord and have received the Lord, we daily need to confess him and believe in our hearts, and we shall be saved. And then, amen, praise God, be a living witness. Amen. Make sure that you live the life that you talk about in Jesus' mighty name. Make sure, amen, that you tell someone that Jesus is Lord over your life. Here are some affirmations that you need to verbally declare. I am God's child. For I have been born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. 1:7. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. 1 Peter 1:18-19. I am blessed in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verses 2-12. And I want to conclude with giving you, I am, amen, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. As we close out today, let us continue to pray. Let us not only pray for ourselves, our families, and loved ones, but let us pray for the country in which we live. Let us pray for the United States of America, that, amen, her heart will be returned back to God, that we will be one nation unto God, amen, and that we will not be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. This is the Clark Sisters, praying for the USA.
How many of you know we need to pray for the USA?